Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
So a couple things here. Juan Soto, again, pretty much all I think about. Juan Soto is a Philly and just dreaming on the possibility of him being a Philly for the next 15 years, it seems like. And him and Harper... Trey's in there too, but him and Harper,
is he
riding off into the sunset? Both of them going into the Hall of Fame as Phillies. It's just that's what dreams are made for. Both having a parade, you know, being on a parade float down Broad Street, and you know, there's this sense out there that the Yankees aren't going to let him leave. The Yankees can't let him walk out that door. I'm just letting everyone know out there, this ain't the old Yankees. This is not George Steinbrenner. Don't let him walk out of the building. And the Yankees lore. Yankees lore feels kind of dead. And it was dead when they, you know, barely showed up and blew a 5-0 lead in a World Series clinching game with Gerrit Cole on the mound. So the Yankees lore doesn't really feel the way it used to feel. Does he really care about Mickey Mantle and Lou Gehrig? And he probably still cares about Jeter, but you get the point. This was, you want to talk about a former just proud organization sounding weak? This is what Brian Cashman said yesterday about the Juan Soto sweepstakes.
I had a conversation with Scott Boras yesterday, so I know he was going to have conversations with Juan. Since he knows us, you know, we are standing ready to meet with him if he feels necessary to meet with us as he, you know, understands the landscape of opportunities that now exist for himself. He's played obviously in Washington, he played in San Diego, and now he's played here. So we are more than willing to meet as many times as he would like to meet. But I think Scott Boras was going to talk to Juan and get a feel for whether he felt it was necessary for us to have as many time in person with him as other clubs, because he knows us, you know, so we stand ready to do whatever. We certainly have an interest in retaining him. And we'll put our best foot forward there.
Does Brian Cashman realize that the Yankees, for 14 years between 2009 and last year, came up small every single year? And Brian Cashman, who I like, but has been showing more loser tendencies, he still is bitching about the 2017 Astros with the trash can thing. Does he realize that there was also a Yankee scandal with the Apple Watches? I mean, what are we talking about here? Like, is he just naive?
That did not, to your point about like a once proud organization, that's an expression that gets thrown around a lot. That did not sound, Steinbrenner's rolling over in his grave hearing that. Holy hell.
You got Juan Soto and you went to the World Series for the first time in 15 years.
And he's like, yeah, maybe we'll talk to him. We'll see if we'll see if we can match the FaceTime the Mets are getting with him. Maybe we'll throw him an offer.
See if you can meet with him. You got no shots if you don't have Juan Soto. What are you talking about?
The only thing missing from Soto's press conference at the end of Game 5 of the World Series was the Boris Korp hat that Gerrit Cole wore.
Dude.
Literally, why'd he stop there? He basically declared that he's open for business. He didn't seem upset at all they lost.
If I was a Yankees fan, off of Juan Soto not even acting like he cared they lost the World Series. And then Brian Cashman essentially saying, yeah, we'll see.
If we don't, we don't. That's what that sounded like.
Brian McPhail. And it just continues to open the door for the Phillies here. And would I put it at even 50% he's a Philly? Of course not. I'm not living in la-la land. I would probably put it at about a 10% chance. Is there a scenario where John Middleton just says, bleep it, here it is, $700 million, $750, and we're going to go all in and wait for the money to come off the books elsewhere, and they brought in other investors, and now we're just going to push all our chips in and try to win the World Series in the next 2 years? I think that is a scenario. But the one scenario I've been thinking about more, and Buzz, I'm curious your thoughts on this, because I'm growing more and more fond of the idea that if they get Juan Soto, I want it to also come with, I'm okay, I guess. I'm okay if getting Juan Soto means you trade JT, you trade Castellanos, you trade Schwarber. Not, you don't all have to go, but you trade Bohm. Anyone that is making money, and you don't treat next year as a World Series or bust kind of year. Can they win the World Series with Harper and Soto and Trey and whoever they decide to keep around? They can, but I'm okay if next year is a bit of a step back year if Juan Soto is here and they can kind of reset the books here. You tell me you can get $25 million off the books by trading JT and get similar production out of signing Travis d'Arnaud for like $7 million and pairing him with Rafael Marchand. Or if you don't believe in Marchand, you can go sign one of these other catchers. Better use of resources. You're telling me, listen, I love Schwarber, but if you can save money there, like there's a scenario where they get Soto and then they maybe try to save money elsewhere so that they can reset a little bit and then spend money in the future rather than we got to go win next year. And I'm just telling you, it might have to be that way. If you want Juan Soto to be a Philly, and I want Juan Soto so bad, I'm okay with that. But it might be the reality situation where Middleton says, I'll pay it. I'll go seven. I'll go 750. Eight's probably a little much.
We're going 100 million over what Ohtani got?
800 million might be only Cohen territory. But there, and if he says the middle, if he says the Dombrowski, I'll pay it, but you have to shed money elsewhere. And if it makes our team maybe worse on paper, I'm okay with it. I just need Juan Soto to keep this window open as long as possible. I'm with it. And guess what? If that happens, you might have to trade prospects to get off Taiwan. You might add prospects to get off of JT. Castellanos, probably. It has to be factored in with the idea of signing Juan Soto because I find it very hard to believe. Again, they are at $258 million, I believe, as a already just
the top five in payroll. Yeah,
that's their payroll without making any moves. It goes over 300. Middleton said yesterday, we're fine going over 300. But then as it gets further and further, like if it gets closer to $400 million of a payroll or 350, they gets into the different tiers. We're talking about paying a luxury tax threshold of like $80 million. So I don't think he really wants to do that. I don't think he wants to go ballistic. I think he wants to get Juan Soto. But with getting Juan Soto, it might mean saying goodbye to a couple other Phillies to try to make it more manageable for John Middleton. So it's something to think about. And again, I'm okay with it if it means Juan Soto. I'm okay with having to move on from different core pieces, even attaching some real prospects to make it happen, because getting Juan Soto is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Buzz, real quick before we go to the phones, where do you come down on that?
Well, so a step back here, I mean, what does that mean? They lose in the wild card round?
I'm just saying, like, it's not World Series or bust. Because you might be lessening the rest of the team around Juan.
Sure, I hear you. And no, I would trade away those guys you just mentioned for Juan. I mean, it's Juan friggin' Soto. I think you have to do whatever it takes to get him. And Middleton, although none of us want to believe, it does have some just about every owner in the sport, with the exception of maybe Cohen, as you just mentioned, has some sort of cap. Even the Yankees these days have some sort of cap.
Yes,
do whatever it takes to go get Juan Soto. I'm not going to shed a tear if we don't get to see the final year of JT Realmuto. I'm not going to shed a tear.
Do you think that's what it would take in order to get Juan Soto? I mean, it feels like the
only... It very well might if the price gets driven up as high as it's seemingly going to.
It
yeah.
feels like the only realistic path to getting Juan Soto is
shedding
also
some money.
Shedding salary elsewhere.
Yeah.
And not treating next year as we got to win the World Series.
And what Phillies fan in the right mind, I mean, listen, I know he was good the second half of the year and, you know, had back-to-back good division series, but who wouldn't trade Nick Castellanos for Juan Soto?
Yeah, well, the problem is that you're going to have to add prospects to get off of Castellanos.
I know it's not just one for one, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, Castellanos, Bohm, Realmuto, like, I don't... If they go and have nice careers elsewhere, fine, but I think you've gotten the bulk of the prime baseball.
The best days of this core, unfortunately, might be behind them.
Might have already happened. So I don't think you're like giving up guys who are on the way, who are ascending. If anything, they're descending,
yeah.
Which is why I'd be okay with it.
What to Watch For is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. And there's actually two NBA things to look for tonight. I mentioned it earlier, but Jason Tatum playing against Steve Kerr. We'll see what that looks like. I do not believe that Jason Tatum was exactly thrilled with essentially barely playing in the Olympics after being the finals. He didn't win MVP, but being the best player on a finals team. And then later, in another revenge spot, Paul George and the Sixers against the Clippers. So I don't think I'm going to see it. 10 o'clock starts for me right
Listen,
now.
You're not, staying up till 12:30 to watch this?
Don't think so.
You
buddy.
Would do it for the Phils.
Well, yeah. My head.
You're a clap your hands podcast host.
Of course. Go Sixers. But these days, Buzz, this head's hit the pillow around 9:30.
Oh, you're really a dad, aren't
Dude,
you?
Dude, it's great. Going to bed early.
9:30?
Highly recommend.
What time are you waking up these days? 5 a.m.?
I actually am getting up at 5 every day.
Why don't you just wear white New Balances and get the whole thing over with, too? Driving a minivan into work.
I know. No, I'm still in a sedan.
You're still in the sedan?
Essentially a sports car.
Listen, yeah. You're in your 30s now. You're a little bit older. I get it.
I did wear New Balances in college. It's because they're a sponsor. Yeah.
Okay.
No big deal to
How long till you're wearing New Balances by choice?
Never. Would never do that. But
of
either
course
way,
not.
I'm a strict 9.
How long till you're saying defense wins championships at like family barbecues?
Oh, well, I would argue I'm more of a progressive thinker, given that I want to sit AJ Brown on Sunday. So
yeah, there's not too many dads in the Delaware Valley who...
No, they're punching their radio.
Like, this guy's a father?
It's father of two.
He should have his... He's coming up.
Yeah.
Do we have a due date on that second one?
January 4th.
Oh, okay, coming up.
You're not lying, buddy.
Yeah. All right. Well, and there are people out there in the Delaware Valley being like, take this guy's kids away. That's not allowed.
I'm just saying that's why I'm getting ready. So 9 to 5. I'm a 9 to 5 sleeper.
You're a 9 to 5 sleeper. 9 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Yep. Well, that's gonna do it for me. Thanks for hanging out. Sit AJ Brown this weekend. Do the right thing. Coming up next, Ashlyn Sullivan and Al Morgani. Listen, they do a great job on Flyers pre and post. No Flyers talk. Come on. They stink.
Got Jeremy Rona coming up at 8.
Oh, God. No, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. So listen to them. It'll be a great time. And we'll talk to you tomorrow here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.